The message of Micah was given to both the southern and northern kingdoms. It was addressed primarily to their two respective capitals, Jerusalem and Samaria. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the book of Micah. He was preaching in the western part of Judah the same thing that Isaiah was preaching in Jerusalem and Hosea was preaching in the northern kingdom. His message carried three main ideas. He rebuked the sins of the people, predicted their destruction, and their restoration. In Samaria, the capital of the northern kingdom, sin was running rampant, and the rulers were directly responsible for the national corruption. They had adopted calf worship, Baal worship, and other practices of the pagan nations. God had sent Elijah, Elisha, and Amos to bring them back, but it was in vain. They were just about ripe for the death blow. Micah lived to see his words come true as the Assyrians carried away all northern Israel and Samaria became a heap. Micah pronounced the doom of both Jerusalem and Samaria. The prophecy concerning Jerusalem is truly amazing. At the time, Assyria is sweeping everything before it. This prophecy was made 100 years before the rise of the Babylonian Empire. Yet Jerusalem survived the Assyrian attack and lived to see Assyria overthrown by Babylon, at whose hands Jerusalem fell and was carried away. The psalmist describes their sorrow and homesick condition during their captivity. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. Micah warns his people that because of their ingratitude to God, hypocrisy, dishonesty, idolatry, treachery, violence, and bloodthirsty ways, punishment is certain. No prophet presented the truth in a greater variety of ways than did Micah. It is true, of course, not only for Israel and Judah, but for the nations of every age. There are fundamental moral laws underlining the structure and woven into the fabric of society. When they are ignored and violated, disintegration sets in, and the structure is sure to collapse. For the confirmation of this truth, it is only necessary to scan the pages of history. The chosen people were not exempt. They paid the penalty for their sins in disaster and oppression. The state went to pieces as truly as did Greece and Rome. All the prophets went to the heart of the matter in condemning the empty formality of rites and ceremonies, but none stated it more clearly and forcefully than did Micah. The sacrificial system was divinely appointed to be continued and fulfilled in Jesus Christ. It was not the system that the prophets condemned, but the empty, meaningless performance and the spiritually decadent lives of the people who observed them. Micah emphasized the fact that Jesus is the hope of the world. This is true today and will be true tomorrow. Education, culture, and politics cannot save the world. In the shifting of foundations, the breaking of the moral, social, and religious order, with growing disintegration, the hope of the world is the Christ who stepped out of eternity into the manger of Bethlehem. Other prophets told us of his person and work, but here we learn where he was to be born. And the prophecy was fulfilled to the letter. The word of God is sure.